Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 24, Cultivating Resilience, Bouncing Back Stronger. Welcome to another episode of Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into a topic that's essential for thriving in life's ups and downs, cultivating resilience. Imagine facing life's toughest moments and coming out stronger, wiser, and more determined. Resilience is the secret ingredient that transforms adversity into triumph. It's about bouncing back, but even more, it's about bouncing forward, growing and evolving through every challenge. Before we dive into this transformative episode, I have a couple of exciting announcements. Metanoia Madness is now available on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel for more transformative content and hit that notification bell so you never miss an update. Check out our new website, metanoiamadness.com, for blog posts, insights, and more information about our episodes. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter on the website to join the Metanoia Madness community. Never miss an update. In this episode, we'll uncover what resilience truly is, why it's so important, and how you can cultivate it into your life. We'll discuss practical tools and strategies to help you build emotional strength, ensuring that you can face life's challenges with confidence and grace. Let's kick things off by diving deep into the essence of resilience. Picture resilience as an inner phoenix, rising from the ashes of adversity, stronger and more vibrant than before. It's the magical ability not just to bounce back from the setbacks, but to bounce forward and soar higher because of them. Resilience isn't just a trait you're born with. It's a dynamic skill that can be nurtured and developed. It's the mental and emotional strength that enables you to transform obstacles into stepping stones. Think about the last time you faced a significant challenge. How did you handle it? What did you learn from the experience? Reflecting on these moments can reveal innate resilience and highlight areas where you can grow even stronger. I remember a time in my life when I was going through an extremely difficult time. It felt overwhelming, but I navigated through it. I discovered strengths and capabilities I never knew I had. Those experiences transformed my perspective and strengthen my resilience. A key aspect of resilience is maintaining a positive outlook, even in the darkest times. It's not about denying difficulties, but seeing them as opportunities for growth and transformation. Shifting your mindset from "why is this happening to me" to "what can I learn from this" is a powerful tool. Take a moment to jot down a challenging experience you faced recently. Reflect on how you responded and what you learned. Identify one aspect of your response that you're proud of and one where you think you can improve. This reflection helps you recognize your inherent resilience and areas for growth. Now that we've grasped what resilience truly means, let's explore the key pillars that fortify and elevate it. These pillars form the bedrock of the resilient mindset, each contributing uniquely to our ability to adapt and thrive. Imagine viewing challenges as gateways for growth. A positive outlook transforms how we perceive difficulties, turning them into opportunities. It's about embracing challenges with hope and optimism, seeing them not as roadblocks, but as a catalyst for personal development. We all have challenges and setbacks that we experience in our lives. I remember this time I was going through a particularly overwhelming season of my life. Setback after setback, challenge after challenge. But by choosing to focus on the potential for growth, I navigated through it and discovered new strengths within myself. Supportive relationships are crucial. They provide emotional support, practical help, and a sense of belonging. Building and nurturing strong connections with friends and family and colleagues significantly enhances your resilience. Think back to a time when a friend or family member's support helped you through a tough period. Their encouragement and presence can make all the difference. Having a clear sense of purpose is like having a guiding star in the storm. It gives you direction and motivation, anchoring you through the turbulent times. Knowing your why fortifies your resilience. So what drives you? What are your core values and passions? Reflecting on your purpose can reinforce your resilience and keep you grounded. Self-care is the foundation of resilience. Regular exercise, balanced diet, adequate sleep, and mindfulness practices are essential. Self-care isn't indulgence, it's a vital practice for sustaining your strength and well-being. Integrate small, consistent self-care practices into your daily routine. A short walk, a few minutes of meditation or restful sleep can make a significant difference. Identify the pillars of resilience in your life. Which are the strongest? Which ones need more attention? Take actionable steps to fortify your pillars. Whether it's practicing gratitude to boost positivity, reaching out to a friend to reinforce connections, or dedicating time to self-care. Let's delve into some unconventional yet profoundly impactful tools and strategies for building resilience. These approaches might seem unexpected, but they can dramatically enhance your ability to bounce back stronger. Engage in creative activities like painting, writing, or playing music. Creativity serves as a powerful outlet for processing emotions and discovering new perspectives. Imagine sitting down with a blank canvas, your mind swirling with the chaos of a recent challenge. As you begin to paint, the colors and the shapes transform your inner turmoil into a visual narrative. This process allows you to externalize and reframe your experience, making sense of it in new light. During that tough season I was talking about, the overwhelming one where I felt anxious and lost, that's when I turned to writing. I poured my emotions into stories and poems, each word helping me untangle the knot of feelings inside me. This creative expression didn't just help me cope. It provided a sense of clarity and strength I hadn't expected. Embracing play and laughter can have incredible healing power. Engaging in playful activities and finding humor in tough situations can lighten your emotional load and boost your resilience. Picture yourself playing a game with friends, the room filled with laughter. In those moments, the weight of your troubles lift, replaced by the sense of joy and connection. A younger version of me took pride in my ability to cope and deal with life's challenges on my own. It felt good as a man to say I was like a lone wolf and had no impending need for connection or play. I could be strong alone no matter my external circumstances. But at some point along my journey, I met real friends, beings that wanted nothing except but to be around and offer support and connection. They have shown me what true strength is and how important being able to embrace play and laughter is, not just for the journey we're on, but to simply enjoy being alive. Nature has an incredible capacity to heal and restore. Spend time outdoors, whether it's hiking in the mountains, walking in a park, or simply sitting by the water. Imagine yourself surrounded by the tranquility of nature, the sound of the leaves rustling in the breeze, the scent of the fresh earth. Nature's rhythms can help you find balance and resilience. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, take a break and immerse yourself in nature. Observe how the natural world adapts and thrives despite the challenges it faces. Let it inspire you to do the same. About a month ago, I decided to propagate some sweet potato vine from my pool. Being new to the plant game, I researched how to propagate properly. I remember it was an extremely hot day, like over 100 degrees. So it wasn't surprising when the plant started wilting after I brought it into my cool apartment. I moved it closer to the window, letting it adjust. It stayed wilted and fragile for a couple of days, but eventually regained its color and began rooting. Then a week later, my cat took a bite out of it, damaging the leaves and the roots. I was ready to start over, but I decided to move what was left of the plant to a safe spot. I forgot about it for a couple days, but when I checked it again, I noticed it had adapted. It stopped using energy to produce new leaves and focused on strengthening the roots by drawing nutrients from the damaged leaves. Soon, new leaves began to bud from the vine. This experience was a powerful reminder of resilience. The plant showed that even when faced with tough conditions, it could adapt and emerge stronger. It reminded me that, like the plant, we too can draw from our inner resources and transform our challenges into growing opportunities. Instead of fighting against your challenges, try embracing them fully. Radical acceptance means acknowledging reality without judgment. This approach can reduce the suffering and open up pathways to resilience. When faced with a difficult situation, take a deep breath and say to yourself, "This is what it is." Accept the situation as it is, without wishing it were different. Notice how the acceptance changes your perspective. Reconnect with the sense of wonder and curiosity you had as a child. This can reignite your sense of adventure and resilience. Approach life's challenges with a playful and open heart. Think back to a time in your childhood when you faced a challenge with courage and curiosity. How can you bring that same spirit to your current challenges? Resilience isn't just about enduring hardship, it's about transforming through it. Let's delve into how embracing change, harnessing creativity, and establishing daily rituals can build profound resilience. Imagine standing at the edge of a cliff, the winds of change howling around you, It's daunting, but it's also where transformation begins. Embracing change allows us to step into the unknown and discover new strengths within ourselves. Reflect on a time when life threw a curveball. Maybe it was an unexpected job loss, a move to a new city, or a significant relationship change. Initially, it felt like the ground was being pulled under you. But as you navigated the uncertainty, you found new parts of yourself. Resilience, adaptability, courage. This is the essence of using change as a catalyst for growth. Creativity is more than just a hobby. It's a lifeline. When you paint, write, or play music, you're not just creating art. You're transmuting your inner turmoil into something tangible and beautiful. During my hardest times, I turned to music. Each note was a release, a way to channel my emotions into something audible. My songs became a mirror, reflecting my journey from chaos to clarity. Creativity offered me a way to process and transcend my struggles. Daily rituals ground us, providing a sense of stability amidst chaos. These rituals can be simple yet profoundly impactful. Start each day with affirmations that reinforce your strength. Look in the mirror and remind yourself, I am resilient. I can handle whatever comes my way. Every evening, write down 3 things that you're grateful for. This practice shifts your focus to positivity, cultivating a mindset of resilience. Take a daily walk. Fully immerse yourself in the sights, sounds, and smells around you. These mindful moments connect you to the present and fortify your emotional strength. Nature is a powerful teacher of resilience. A tree bending in the wind, a river carving its way through stone, or a propagated plant refusing to give up. All are testaments to nature's ability to adapt and thrive. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed and took refuge in nature. Maybe it was a hike through the woods or sitting by the ocean. The serenity of nature has a way of putting things into perspective, reminding us that like the natural world, we too can weather the storms and emerge stronger. By integrating these practices into your life, you can cultivate resilience in a profound way, transforming challenges into powerful opportunities for growth and evolution. As we wrap up today's episode on cultivating resilience, remember that resilience is not just about bouncing back, but about bouncing forward, growing and evolving through each challenge. By understanding what resilience is, fortifying its key pillars, and using practical, sometimes unconventional strategies, you can navigate life's ups and downs with confidence and grace. Thank you for joining me on Metanoia Madness. If you found this episode insightful, please share it with others, leave a review, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and website for more inspiring content. Stay connected with us on social media for updates and insights. Until next week, keep cultivating your resilience and transforming your life. I'm Nicholas, signing off.